I'm just reading, how do you believe ordinary people have benefited from the existence of the Burnaby Mountain Conservation Area? Maybe I could ask you, Diane, first.
Well, the residential area was spreading out and that, and it's a beautiful big park, and I think people need some green space with this, you know, the population pressures and everything.
And in what way is it good for people?
Well, it gets them, it can almost be called spiritual, to get away from, you know, the houses and that, and into nature. It helps you restore your soul, you might say.
Mm-hmm. Is that what happens for you when you go out?
Yes.
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 What about you, Carrie?
Yeah, definitely. And it really is a fairly big place, and you can get away. On the other hand, as I said before, mountain biking is of course very popular, and they have to get their space too. And but sometimes it is almost a bit much, I think.
Yeah.
I don't like to take the what is it called, the Pandora Trail anymore, because they had constant bike traffic on there.
When they created the facility down where the old gun club was, I guess it's now become a kind of a skills, mountain biking skills park.
Yeah.
Did that take some pressure off the trails?
I think it did, because before we had a few just wild, construction things going on there for jumping with their bikes, and that was, of course, not good, just building this somewhere. And that's all gone now. They are really down there in their dedicated spot. So, yeah, that's good. Yeah, I mean, the population pressure is there. Very much, by the way, on the other side of the mountain. On this.
Oh, on the east side.
On the east side, with all the mountain bike traffic there.
Oh, okay.
I hardly ever take that, but I was there last year with my son, and boy, I mean, 100 mountain bikers must have passed us on that little trail. Whereas this side is still a bit quieter here. This is,
mm-hmm.
So I hope Kinamong will stay away from it.
Yes. How do you believe that Burnaby Mountain's wildlife, such as deer and the forest ecosystem and the streams, have they benefited from the existence of the conservation area? Diane, what do you think?
Well, I think so. I mean, they were there before the conservation area, and they're there now. So, I mean, they wouldn't know they're protected, but it certainly helps to save them. There's rare birds there and everything.
Although less, right? There used to be quite a few owls and the little tiny wrens a lot, and you hardly ever see them anymore.
Oh.
So I think it's a little bit less wildlife than there used to be, but
that's because of the SFU building, isn't it?
Probably, because SFU in the ring road, I mean, there's now a city, it's called Universe City, so that must have affected the wildlife. That was wild before too, and that was very nice for plants too. But that was the deal, right? SFU mm-hmm. gets the inside and the rest outside is park.
Mm-hmm.
No, that we are fortunate here in Burnaby to have that, and I hope it will not go the way as Pacific Spirit Park, that there just trails all over and cut through, and there are a few already. And it says signs, please don't take revegetation, but once there is such a trample thing, then people use it. So
mm-hmm. Yes. Have you heard of geocaching? And do you know of people who might be doing that in the park?
Yeah, I don't know if that is such a good idea, because they go through the bushes too, and I don't think one should. One should stick to the trail.
What did you call it?
It's geocaching, where they put some object or container in a spot, and then they describe, using navigation terms, how you get there. So you have to know how to use a compass and all.
No, but I think they don't necessarily stick to the trails, right?
No, they wouldn't. So
they go, and that's not good, because they're ground nesting birds, and you disturb the wildlife somehow if you do that. And the little tiny trees that come up, So, no, I don't think that's a good idea. I think everybody, bikers and walkers and whatever, we should all stick to the trails.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that way too, Diane?
Yes.
Yeah. This would be good to ask then. I was thinking I'd ask you, if you were hired to manage the conservation area on Burnaby Mountain, what would its desired condition be? How would you manage it?
Well, I think I'd sort of clamp down on the mountain bikers. And that's about the only thing I can think of to say. I think Burnaby's doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Managing the park.
Are you seeing changes in, say, the vegetation that you like, or you'd like something different to be happening? I don't know, more conifers or something.
No, I think there's enough trees, personally.
Yeah.
I like a little bit of space, you know, that you can sort of, without trees.
So you'd like to have some spacing between the trees?
Yes.
Is it quite, you know, I haven't walked the trails at all, I have to admit. Is it quite brushy then? I mean, there's trees and then there's a lot of shrubbery.
Yes.
Yes. Well, there is a lot of invasive plants now. It has come up, I would say, in the last 20 years. A lot of ivy in places, and that would cover trilliums and everything once you get ivy. In a lot of places, there is the giant Japanese knotweed.
Okay.
That is in kind of half sunny spots always. And that's bad. That kind of destroys everything underneath. Can't think of anything else. But there are holly. Holly is spreading quite a bit. Oh. And that's an invasive plant. So that's not good. But I don't know what... One can't do anything against the ivy, for example. I think that is just spreading. So, yes, it is. The nature is changing. But there are still the big conifers. And that's good. And they...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Want to come back to the mountain bikers. Yes. It would be nice if there were fewer, but I don't think we can do anything about it. Our mountain biking is in my own son. He's a crazy mountain biker. He doesn't go here so much, but on the North Shore. So, and they love it, and they are coming, whether we like it or not. So.
My daughter's a mountain biker.
I see, your daughter too.
Uh-huh. Yes, and her husband. And their five-year-old son, he's already going just like he sees on TV with his bike, so he'll be another mountain biker coming up.
And do they use Burnaby Mountain then? Is that where they go?
No, they live in Capilano on the North Shore.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Well, fortunately, you can't really go too well just cross forest with this vegetation, whereas I just saw it in the dry stuff, Okanagan and so on, they just are all over the place and destroying the vegetation. But... here, yeah, I don't think we can do anything about it. My son, too, I mean, they don't go walking, right, these days? They go mountain biking. So we have to resign ourselves to that. They're there. They're going to stay.
Right. And somehow reach some compromise, I guess.
Yeah, well, they do what they like. Yeah, well, if they go into the vegetation, that wouldn't be good. But
no. If
they stick to the trails, that's what it is.
I just throw this question out to you. What does Burnaby Mountain mean to you, Diane? Maybe I could ask you first.
Well, it's a close, you know, it's a very quite close, relatively speaking, and it's nice to have that access to nature so close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I absolutely need it, although I only go once a week or so, but it's nice to have it there, and you know, I mean, here I can go to little Halifax Park, where you see houses from everywhere in this tiny little park, but there you can really still be in nature,
uh-huh.
And not meet too many people. I mean, probably if you go on a Sunday, I don't, but in the week, you can still have a bit of communication
yes.
with nature, yes.
Do you go and use the pavilion area at all? Do you take?
Yes, definitely. Yes. Julia.
So you go up to the Horizons restaurant?
Either there or down at the bottom of Canada Trail and go up. But up there, it's right. Then one can go a bit further up. I'm getting lazier and not so energetic anymore. So, yeah, it's nice to be able to drive up there and then go for walks.
Do you go up there, Diane, up to the pavilion area?
Oh, yes. I usually go to Horizons restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm. But you go for walks too then around, right?
Yes. Yeah.
What do you think about the Ainu poles? They were put up, I guess, around 91, 92.
Well, personally not my taste, but they kind of spoil the view. But some people love them and think it's art, and it is, I guess. So, personally, I'm not too keen on them. Are you?
No.
Short answer.
So it didn't. I don't know. Frame the view in some intriguing way.
But I'm sure it does for some. So no, I always think, you know, the big cedar trees, wouldn't they look much more, much nicer as the original growing cedar tree somewhere?
Yeah.
But that's me. Other people like it.
Yes. Well, I've actually come to an end of my questions. I was just wondering if there's anything in our interview that either of you have further thoughts about or would like to add in.
Just to your last thing, you were asking about the totem poles. They also have these sculptures. And I must say, I'm quite partial to them. I like them. You know, the birds, the big birds.
Oh, yes, with the that have vegetation.
Yeah, yes. The city does it. I think they are nice. So I don't want to say anything that people put up as bad.
Oh, you know, I was just looking at this wonderful file of stuff about the Burnaby Mountain Preservation Society, and one of them is this brochure put out by the Simon Fraser Student Society, Burnaby Mountain Development and You, and they're encouraging students to get involved in... to become aware of the development plans, and I think this has
does it say a date?
Yes, I was just looking for the date because I know that they really encourage students to get involved in the referendum for the dedication of the conservation.
Yes,
park.
Oh, definitely. Yes,
this was in. This would be in 1990,
I think. That is the Student Society, yes.
Yes, so that must be what this brochure is about.
I think so. And Dean was involved with them, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
lots of the university students and faculty would have been quite keen on the proposal for the conservation area then.
Yes. I don't know how many... of the faculty was really involved. As I say, I can think of Colin Crampton. I don't know too many more. I mean, I was in linguistics. None of those guys was involved in it. So, do you know?
No, I don't know. No.
When I'm just thinking, the faculty... Did the fact that the campus was on top of that mountain, for the faculty, was that just a problem for commuting, or did it really mean, did it have meaning for them having the campus up on the top of the mountain?
Well, I mean, Erickson meant it to be like those Italian cities on hills, and I guess it does that somehow. It is somehow quite pretty, but... I don't know if it would be built like that this way. I don't know. The city gave that whole land to the university for $1. So, because they were proud of getting a university. Yes. So, well, I guess everybody got in the end, in a way, what they wanted. So.
Yes. While you were working at SFU, if there had been a village up there, would you have been quite happy to go and live up there?
A village where the park is now?
Well, or where university is?
No, I don't think so.
And why
I would
that?
Have wanted to live further down and be part of the community more than just only on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to do other things too and not just sit up there. But I think a lot of people really like it up there now. Yeah, it's a real city in there. I've been only twice and I mean, I couldn't recognize the whole place. It was forest before.
Yeah.
Well, my husband made compromises, I guess.
Yes.
I sure liked it. I mean, when I came, I just loved as a view up there and that it was there and in the mountain, on the mountain.
Uh-huh.
So
yes.
A lot of students have liked it ever since, I think.
Yeah.
But it's nice that it is preserved outside now. Whatever happens in the end, who knows? I mean, we don't know, but for now, it's good to have it.
Okay. Well, thank you both very much for doing this interview with
me. Well,
you.
Thank you for asking all those questions. We wouldn't have come up with anything otherwise.
No.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you. I'll stop the interview now. Yes, Diane.
Well, I was just going to say, well, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.